So, Mark Hugh, I think, is standing by, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Mark, we'll get to the COVID-19 conversation, which is there in a lot of sports right now at the professional and college level. We'll talk about high school impact, but great news last night that the game of baseball is back pending medical clearance when we get to their training camps in July and also the start of the season projected to be the weekend of July 24th. Question I asked the audience, are you excited to have baseball back? I think for you that would be an emphatic yes.
You know, it should be, Bill, under normal circumstances, but, you know, the whole thing over the last 3 weeks has left a little bit of a sour taste in my mouth. It was, you know, the billionaires arguing with millionaires and the back and forth, and, you know, I really look at how, you know, the PGA Tour have been able to, I think, connect with more people as they were really, they along with NASCAR have been the two sports back. And even without fans and the spectators, I just, I'm glad there's going to be baseball at some point this year, but it's still disappointing that baseball, it always seems like that's the one sport, Bill, they can't get out of their own way. They can't figure it out right away, where we've got to go through this 2 weeks of drama with everybody just feeling kind of negative about both ownership as well as the players, I guess. So, it'll be good to watch baseball, but sure wish it would have been a cleaner process getting to where we're at today.
I think it was all about positioning for the next collective bargaining agreement conversation that they just used the summer use this downtime to kind of fire salvos back and forth to each other. And then what's amazing is that in the course of, you know, 26, 27 hours, they can get a deal done. Because Rob Manfred, amazing, the power given to him in the original March deal when COVID-19 was hitting, he exercised it. And now they seem to agree on everything.
It's amazing. It's a miracle. Like you said, how that's happened in just a matter of hours. I think the thing with myself and probably some other baseball fans out here listening today, given what we've all gone through the last 3 months and how COVID has impacted families, what it's done in terms of folks that have gotten laid off or reduced hours or salary cut and having to use some of the unemployment funds available, now the time to fire labor salvos back and forth, arguing over the huge pot of money they have, I just don't think plays very well with people right now, and that is really the unfortunate thing. But once they're back on the field and we've got something else to look at, I'm sure that will go away. And Bill, the other thing I'm excited about is our Tigers can't lose 100 games, so that might be the best takeaway of all.
Tigers only, the worst they can finish is 0-60.
Yeah, 60 losses. That's a great year.
102 wins. Yeah, you look back in the asterisk of all the Tigers' records, you're like, hey, you guys remember 2020? They only lost 60. That means they must have won 102.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There is this debate that the Tigers, because of the shortened season, and I doubt they'll do it out of the gate because they want, you know, Al Avila wants to field a competitive team, but there could be a point 30 games in where you just run out all the young arms and all the young bats and all the young gloves and say, have at it. Let's see who might be ready come spring of 2021.
Absolutely. I mean, and how many times, Bill, have we seen it in a normal season that during the month of April, a young phenom just gets off to an incredible start, you know, that first month or the first 6 weeks before they've gone around the league once and everybody's kind of figured out what the holes are in the swing or how to attack this pitcher. But I'm telling you, if you get a healthy Miguel Cabrera who hits and some of these young guys come out of nowhere in such a sprint of 60 games, so again, here I'm kind of contradicting myself about the bad taste in my mouth, but you look at it in those, I think it'll make watching the Tigers more compelling this year in 60 games than it would have been if it would have just been the normal start. So I'm with you. Let's see what the young kids can do, and over 60 games, who knows?
Right now, the most important thing isn't about the 3 weeks of the players getting this summer/spring training style workouts at the major league parks. It's the COVID-19 question as you're seeing these spikes in cases, not hospitals overrun, not a huge increase or any increases, major increases in fatalities, but the COVID-19 conversation, what will it be like here in another month when they're slated to start the season? That's the biggest issue that's facing the owners and the players, where they have to be unified on that.
Without question. And that even is the case right now for us within the high school realm, that, you know, when we talked back in early June, Bill, I had a spring in my step. Our numbers were really dropping off, and I saw some hope. I really saw that bright light at the end of the tunnel. And now I think, everything that we've seen the last 10 days, 2 weeks, a little bit of my excitement is tempered as the numbers have started to climb back up, even in our state, the number of cases. And, as you said, you had to continue to follow the data, continue to listen to people like Dr. K. As Major League Baseball looks forward, certainly COVID is going to be their biggest hurdle, and that is something that, is on the front burner certainly for us and in what August might look like at the high school level.
What's interesting, in the return of baseball, they're also going to use it as an experimental 60-game, hey, it's not a regular 162 full year, and we're going to do things like extra innings, and there's always been that talk of, you know, wanting to do what the minor leagues have been doing, and they've been trying it there, where you're going to throw out a runner on second, and you're going to try and shorten the games. So all extra inning games will start with a runner on second base beginning in the 10th. As a baseball purist, as a top-flight college baseball umpire, what do you think of that rule to shorten games with a runner on second base beginning in the 10th? And also, should the losing team buy triple scoops of ice cream for the other team if that runner scores?
I absolutely hate that. I'm all for shortening the games, but the way that they can make the game shorter, Bill, and when a substitute comes into an NBA game, we don't stop the game and let that person take a couple of warm-up free throws. Or in an NFL game, we don't send the backup quarterback out, and he gets to take 5 or 6 throws on the field. I think if they really want to shorten the game down, don't bore us with pitching changes. A guy comes in out of the bullpen, let's go. There's some other things where they can improve the pace and build the part of their game that they're trying to reduce and make quicker is what's arguably the most interesting part of baseball, the tie game that goes into extra innings, and you've now got the tension of can the home team hold them in the top half and win it with a walk-off in the bottom half. When a game gets into extra innings, I'm not sitting there thinking, well, how quickly can we get this over? Because that's the point where baseball is the most compelling. Let's figure out a way during the 5th, 6th, and 7th, when everybody's got to bring in their one pitcher specialist in inning, where the game bogs down with all of these pitching changes. I think, again, baseball tends to be their own worst enemy, and I think they're fixing something that really wasn't a problem while ignoring, I think, some fairly low-hanging fruit that would make baseball, both in person as well as watching on TV, a much better experience.
I've never understood how a pitcher can warm up for an inning out in the bullpen and then has to come in and still throw warm-up pitches.
And still get 8 pitches while we all stand there and do nothing for that minute and a half or 2 minutes while we go to commercial. Again, if you're talking about getting people, once we have fans again, back to the ballpark and making the ballpark experience better and even the TV experience, bring that guy in. If you have to give him one throw, and let's go. I mean, a pitching change should not be a complete momentum killer for the offensive team, too. But I think that probably makes just too much common sense, and that is why Major League Baseball, that Rob Manfred hasn't called me yet. I keep hoping every day that he will, but I'll keep hoping maybe that will come tomorrow.
Well, he's too busy working on robots, the electric strike zones, and wanting to shorten the game but increase video replay. So he's a busy guy. By the way, the pitcher will not be charged with an earned run if the runner on second base in the extra inning scores, but would be charged with a loss or a win, which, it doesn't seem right, but that is the way they're going to do it. Just some of the nuances about baseball coming back. players who are considered high risk can elect to opt out of the season and still receive their full prorated play, and that would be high risk based on, you know, you have a pregnant wife, you have someone sick in your family with COVID-19 or another immune disease. That is part of the comeback of baseball. Clubs will open the season with 30 players until the 15th day of the season, 28 players until the 28th day, and then 26 for the duration. There will be no expanded roster in September. The injured list for all players this season will be 10 days. Reporters, as I read from Bob Nightingale, USA Today baseball writer, they must leave the ballpark within an hour upon conclusion of their post-game interviews. They must just leave. Players will be prohibited from arriving more than 5 hours before game time and staying longer than 90 minutes after a game. Major League Baseball, Mark, has the right to relocate teams during the regular season to neutral sites for health and safety reasons, including the postseason. Clubs are allowed to invite up to 60 players to their training camps. So the health and protocol agreement was the last thing they needed to agree to. And high-risk players, like I said, who are living with a high-risk person or pregnant spouse, could end up opting out. And one other thing I wanted to get to, I said the season started on July 24th. Spring training officially begins July 3rd after the COVID-19 testing. That would begin on July 1st. And there will be a DH in the National League for the first time. So I think they're gauging how that goes over in the National League over these 60 games.
As much as I dislike the extra inning rule change, I do like that, because I think all of us who are baseball fans, you know, somebody who's a great hitter, but, you know, maybe their skills don't allow them to play the field anymore, that's a much more compelling at bat than watching some of these pitchers go up there and look at three pitches. So I'm a baseball purist, but I do think the universal DH, because, by the way, in every other level of baseball, everywhere on the planet, there's a DH for the pitcher, and I think, again, as much as I hate the extra inning second base deal, I do think that's one where baseball got it right.
Yeah, they did. Considering everything, their deal looks like both sides wanted to experiment. Both sides were willing to give and take, and they were able to do that in 27 hours after labor negotiating policy posturing for the previous 3 months. So baseball, at least, the blueprint is there. The question will be the COVID-19. I want to talk about the discussion out there about a surge in cases, what may happen. Get your feedback on that. Mark, stick around, okay?
Will do. Thanks.
All right. Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, joining us.